Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah. Oh, it's time to get real. Oh, yeah. It's the newest
spirituality.
Yeah, keep your ears open for this one, man.
You got a question for RLM?
Welcome, everyone. Welcome to Reality Spirituality. I'm your host, Rebecca Lynn Norrington, and it has been a wild last month in April. I was out on tours speaking, and a couple of weekends, I did not have the Reality Spirituality show, but Reality Spirituality is live and is back every Saturday and Sunday morning at 7 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. And for my new listeners, welcome. You're probably wondering, what the hell kind of show is this? Well, I'm glad you asked. This show came from a vision, a desire of mine, a desire of mine to share with as many people as possible what I've learned on my journey. What my journey, and who am I, and who cares about my journey? Good question. When I was younger, I asked for two things: to live to my potential and to be happy. And you know, when you ask, it is always given. I use the term universe. Some people say God, some people say Buddha, some people say source energy, higher power. It doesn't matter. It's the same term, it's the same energy, it's the same entity. And when I ask the universe, how do I maintain happiness? How can I be happy in every moment throughout my journey? Is it even possible? And that was really important to me, especially when I was younger. I thought going after things, going after achievements, titles, financial security, jobs, traveling, relationships, where I lived, what I drove, how much I weighed, what did I look like, how healthy was I? Are you kidding me? All of these things, I thought if I could conquer, if I could master, if I could reach this goal, these goals that I had in my head about where I wanted to be, that I would be happy. And what I've discovered and what I share on Reality Spirituality is that this happiness, this thing that I was searching for decades, this feeling of contentment, this feeling of peace, this feeling of knowing everything is in order, this feeling of relaxing through this journey, through this ride. And when I say relaxing, I really mean relaxing and enjoying, no matter what happens. That is what I talk about on this show. And we not only talk about what adds to happiness and what is happiness and how can we attain more moments of that throughout our day, but I talk about we, like there's somebody else with me. Well, the universe does help out. I talk about what I do that subtracts from my happiness. And there are specific things, specific behaviors, specific words that actually subtract from happiness. What are they? One of them is judging, is judgments. And that is the topic of today's show. Judgments, judging ourselves, judging others, making a determination of what's right and what's wrong. Can you imagine? That's what I spent most of my life doing. I spent most of my life analyzing and labeling circumstances that were not supposed to happen. That's wrong. That shouldn't have happened. What a mistake. Oh, that was an accident. I shouldn't have experienced that. I mean, and what I found, and this is really crazy, this was really hard to get, but I finally got it. And this is what I believe. Everything here has been mapped out. Now, I signed off on this whole journey. I signed off on all these circumstances. I signed off on everything that has happened to me and everything that will happen. I signed off on it. I wanted to experience all of it. I wanted to experience everything that I'm experiencing. I wanted to meet every single person that I have met. I wanted to have a relationship with every person I've had a relationship with, even the ones that I've labeled rocky or negative or not productive or problematic or confrontational. Everything that I have experienced has already been planned out. And all I have to do is accept it all. This is a short journey. I am energy. I am going to last forever. I'm not going anywhere, and neither are you. There is no such thing as time. There is no such thing as ending, and there is an ending. This is an ever-evolving journey, ever-evolving, ever-growing. That's all I'm here to do, is to evolve, enjoy, and decide and make a choice about my perspective or how I want to look at what's happening. How do I want to view what's happening? How am I going to judge what's happening? Do I even judge? Well, I found that judging, and we have a few callers in the queue, and I'm going to get to the callers and just give me a couple more minutes. I promise to get to all my callers today. The number to call in is area code 646-564-9619, area code 646-564-9619. I've spent most of my life judging not only myself and what I was doing wrong and what I should have been doing, but even more than that, I loved, oh my God, it was one of my favorite pastimes to look at someone else, especially if they weren't thinking or behaving or had the same opinion as I did. Ooh-wee. I sure did like to look at other people and say how wrong they were and what kind of the wrong path that they're on and what they should do. I mean, can you relate? Have you ever judged someone else? I spent my life judging, being offended, having hurt feelings based on someone else. And what I was really doing, I was doing a few things. Number one, I didn't realize that it is my responsibility, my sole responsibility. You're talking about what can I control? I'm about to tell you what I can control. I can control how I'm going to respond to whatever life dumps in my lap. or plants in my lap, or places in my lap, dumps, places, puts in my lap. It's my choice to respond, how I'm going to respond. Do I respond with gratitude for all of it, or do I pick and choose what I like and what I don't like? Well, I have to say, I was very picky, picking and choosing. Yes, universe, ooh, this is good. I like this, universe. Thank you. No, universe, I'm not really too fond of this. I'm not very fond that, okay, I'm going to have 2 knee surgeries. I really didn't really sign up for that, did I? What I've learned is that all of it, from my relationships to my circumstances to what situations I find myself in, everything, I am beginning to, I didn't say I have it 100%, I'm beginning to embrace and accept it all. Because when I don't, when I pick and choose what I like, what I want, what I think should be happening and what I think shouldn't be happening, when I start picking and choosing, guess what? I'm actually resisting and pushing against a perfect plan that is unfolding right before my eyes. The universe doesn't make any mistakes. And everything that's happening is in perfect order. Going back in time, going to our most wise teachers, are the ones that the teachers that have their names are written in history books. Everything that has unfolded in my life is exactly the way it's supposed to happen. I can't speed this shit up. I can't slow it down. I can't make it happen, and I can't stop it from happening. The universe's plan, or another way of saying it, God's will, is going to unfold. It's going to happen regardless of what I say, visualize, want, or not. I can't stop it. I can't slow it down. I can't prevent it from happening. And I can't make it happen. Can you? I remember thinking, time in my life, visualization, where's my vision board? This is what I want. Yes, goals. Let me write down what I want in a year. Let me write down what I want in 6 months. Let me write down my vision for my monthly goals. Well, you know what I found out, audience? Too much work. I have decided in this stage of my life to sit backseat, and allow the universe to drive. I have also decided that when I see anyone else, when I see or encounter anyone else that I think, wow, they sure are saying something offensive. They're not very happy, or they're not on the right path, or they're fill in the blank. What I have really found out and discovered, the happier I am, the more I surrender, the more I align myself with the way the universe works. The universe doesn't judge. Sun shines on the serial killer and the Pope. The more I align myself with the universe, the more I surrender, the more I relax, the more I am inspired to act as opposed to forced to act, trying to make something happen, the more I let go, the more I'm guided. The more I'm guided to peace, the more I'm guided to relaxing, the more I'm able to breathe, the more I'm able to get rid of my list of things to do. Now, the list of things to do is coming down to maybe one or two things now, and that's to be closer to the universe, to be more like the universe, to think like the universe, to behave like the universe, to respond like the universe. That's on my list of things to do. Let me go right to the callers. Hello, area code 678. You are live on Reality Spirituality. What's your first name? Hello? You are live on Reality Spirituality. I can't hear you. This is area code 678. Oh, I can hear you now. Hi.
Good morning.
Good morning. What is your name?
Elizabeth.
Hi, Elizabeth. What's going on?
Well, I am looking for a change of residence. Do you see that happening for me anytime soon?
Okay, so you're asking for something in the future. You're asking me to come up with something in the future, correct?
Yes.
Ah, how cute are you? So let me ask you this. Why do you want to know what is going to happen in the future? And just kind of play with me, okay?
Okay. Well, I was expecting to move today, but it doesn't look like it's going to happen. So I was just wondering, like, when will it? Because I've been working so hard and diligently toward it, so.
Okay, so you were expecting to move today. Mm-hmm. Did you already have a place picked out? Is that what you're saying or no?
Yeah, the key and everything, it was just the financial problem that popped up, so.
Oh, okay, so the universe is just testing you, right?
I think so.
And are you passing the test? Are you trusting that everything is in order? Or are you panicking and thinking that, uh-oh, something's wrong?
No, actually, I was confident about that I would get it, and I did. I got approved for it, but the finances wasn't permittable for me. So I was just, you know, I'm just here now, just, I guess, being patient, waiting for something better to arise.
Well, see, you answered your own question.
Mm-hmm.
And your own question is, first of all, let me ask you another question. Have you discovered, because I can feel you, and I can feel that you are open to learning and to discovering more things than you know right now. You're open to wanting to know more. You want to know more about yourself and also this life, correct?
Yeah.
And I'm only saying that because I can feel that when I say that you're open, I want to also share with you that not a lot of people are open and are ready. So I want you to know how special you are. That's number one. And I want you to know, and everyone, I'm just speaking of you now. I want you to know how special you are, that you are, number one, self-aware, you are aware, and you are open. You're open to ideas, you're open to change, you're open for more knowledge, you're open for more wisdom, you're open for more information.
Mm-hmm.
And don't you think, do you know how special that is? Do you know how, do you know what type of person that is?
Yeah.
I'm wanting to know if you really know how special you are. Because I'm kind of feeling that you don't know it. You don't know. You really don't. You want to know it, but you don't know it in your, all the way in your gut, in your core, how special mm-hmm. you really are.
Mm-hmm.
And how gifted you are.
Thank you.
But I want you to know that. I mean, I know that. The universe knows that. But I want mm-hmm. you to know that.
Okay.
And I want you to know that because, Elizabeth, you have been chosen. And you've been chosen for a few different things. You haven't just been chosen for one. You haven't been chosen just for one, not just one thing. You've been chosen for more than one.
Mm-hmm.
In other words, you have more than one gift that you can share. And one of your gifts is, and one of the things that you're going to be able to share is how to speak with and share with other people how to be patient, and how to surrender and how to know that the universe basically has your best interest not only in this moment but for the rest of this particular life.
Mm.
Do you know that?
My daughter tells me these things all the time.
Oh, look at this. We have a daughter. We have a daughter that's confirming what you know.
Yeah, she's 16. She's always telling me these wonderful things about myself.
And that just goes back to what I said earlier, because I can feel that you don't believe it. You don't believe all of it. But that's what you are going to be experiencing. You're going to be experiencing more of this feeling, more of this knowing how special you really are.
Okay.
And when you really, see, the universe really takes care of us, and there are no accidents here. So you have a daughter who's 16 years old who reminds you how special you are. And the reason why I couldn't take in any compliments. When I say take in, I mean I really couldn't absorb them. I couldn't really, oh, yeah, I'm special. Okay, yeah, I'm chosen, but I really don't feel like that, right?
Mhm. Mhm.
You feeling me?
Yeah, I know. I've said that.
Yeah, I really don't feel like that. Well, there are two entities inside of you, inside of me. And I'd say there's two entities. And one entity is a universal entity that says these things and giving you these thoughts and these feelings and giving you the evidence that, yes, you are special and, yes, you are chosen and, yes, you are here to share your particular gifts. And believe me, honey, a lot more than just one. You're very talented, very talented. And there's the other entity that doesn't want you to believe any of that and wants mm-hmm. you to think, okay, there's something you need to do, something you need to improve on, something you need mm-hmm. to accomplish, something you need to put on your list, a goal that you need to have, productivity. That entity is an entity that I call it the ego. And
mm-hmm.
I'm not hating on the ego. I'm not hating on it. I'm not saying, oh, the ego's bad. No, the ego has a perfect purpose. And in my opinion, the ego's purpose is to make sure that I walk out of the house I have a shower, my teeth are brushed, my hair is combed, I'm wearing plaids with a nice color. I'm not wearing plaids and paisleys. So the ego does have a purpose. But as far as listening to the ego about how good or how special I am, I don't think I'm going to get that conversation. So it's up to us to know, it's up to us to know which entity is speaking or which voice we're listening to or which voice we're focusing on.
Mm-hmm.
And the way I do it, which is very simple, the way I do it is, if it makes me feel good, it's got to be universal. If it makes me feel like crap, then it's got to be the ego. Now, when I divide it like that and just put it into simple terms, ego, you know, it's its job. Its job is to try to make me feel bad for as long as possible. And then, of course, then you're making those judgments. You know, you're judging yourself. And what are some of the things that you say to yourself, my dear Elizabeth, that you say to yourself that you believe? And I'm talking about, you know, from the ego. What are some of the things that you think is wrong with my dear Elizabeth? Let me hear them.
I don't know, because I constantly say affirmations every day that I am omnipotent, powerful, supreme, and peaceful, and things like that. But then every now and then the ego will come in and say, no, you're not. And then it's like a tennis match going back and forth in my head, like, yes, I am, you know. And that forces me to go out in nature to communicate and be natural, just to be one with nature, to clear my thinking. Because sometimes I know that I can be thinking way too much.
Mm-hmm.
So I have to be in nature every single day. Every day I have to take that long walk in the park.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Even when it's raining, I have to go sit there in the rain in my car and just be at peace. Because I know that.
What? That is so important. Remember I told you about being self-aware. I told you that's one of your gifts.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know that there are people that do not know how to find peace?
Yeah, I can see that every day.
Yeah, so you're able to know what you need to do to get to some form of peace or some sort of peace. And let me help you with this ego thing and this thoughts in your head. I'm only saying this because this is what I do. Instead of, this is what I used to do. I used to say, okay, that's for my ego. Oh, I feel bad. No, I don't believe what you're saying, ego. No, I am productive. I am worthy. I am valuable. And I would try to, you know, change those thoughts or switch those thoughts or struggle with those thoughts. Now what I do, because listen, honey, I want to do the least amount possible work. Now what I do is I sit back and I say, oh, I pretend the ego is like a bad reality television show. You know, you've seen all the reality, the Housewives, this reality show, that reality show. I pretend like the ego is just a reality show. Mm-hmm. And with that, I just witness what it says. And I say, oh, really? So I'm that bad, huh? You got any more insults for me? So instead of resisting it, I just accept it and like, what else do you have, Mr. Ego? You got anything else to tell me that would be amusing?
That's a good way to do it.
Yeah. So not really fighting with it and not saying I don't like you, because honestly, the universe even created our egos, and they created our egos for a reason. not for us to believe it or to follow it, but maybe just to witness it and just to witness what it does. Just like we witness the weather or we witness traffic. We really can't control it, but we sure can look at it. We don't have to put a label on it. We don't have to say that it's not there. We don't have to struggle with it. Just witness. Oh, look at it. It's windy outside. Oh, the ego is talking shit about me. Oh, that's funny. Right?
Yeah.
We're gonna make this struggle. We're gonna lighten all your shit up, honey. Lighten it all up.
Definitely.
And so let's get back to your first question, because you called in because you wanted to know something for the future. Now, I do a big circle all the way around to get to this point. Have you been able to realize that everything that has happened to you has really happened for your betterment and happened for a really good reason up until this point?
Yes, it's all for my highest good, even that which I don't understand.
Yes. So look at that. Listen, and I love the way you said it. You said it like, yeah, I know it's for my good. Well, it doesn't mean I really like it, but I really, so you know the truth. you know the truth, right?
Right, definitely.
Okay, so when we think we want to know what's going to happen tomorrow, do we really need to know what happens tomorrow?
No, not really.
And when you talk about patience, it's patience. Let me ask you this. Can you be happy and impatient at the same time?
Yeah.
You can?
Happy and impatient. Well, no, because there's a struggle there.
Yeah, I can't be happy and impatient. I mean, impatient doesn't feel good to me. Being impatient doesn't feel good. And if it doesn't feel good, that means I'm not happy.
Yeah.
So what if one of the things that the universe wants you to really get and to learn and to embrace and to be okay with time and how things unfold in your life? What if the universe wants you to trust more and be more patient? And with trusting and more patience, you're going to be happier. Not only are you going to be happier with your circumstances, but you're going to be happier with that person in the mirror.
Right.
Yeah, don't you think it's about time to be happier with the person in the mirror?
Definitely. I was just thinking about what you said when you first opened up your show about just allowing the universe to be the driver, you know, just let it go.
That's right. And I can tell, listen, you know what? I don't know. You don't know me. I don't know you. But we are connected. I mean, you know, literally. But you do know me. I am a recovering control-aholic. I try to control everything in my life and everybody in my life. Sound familiar?
Yeah, that's me. And this is my first time speaking to you.
I told you we were connected.
Yeah, I saw your face. I was like, there's something about her. I need to call her this morning.
Yeah.
Because I wasn't going to talk to anyone, and I know that I'm speaking to the right one this morning.
Yes. And you know what else is funny? There were like three other people on the call and, you know, wanted to speak, and now they don't want to speak.
Oh.
For whatever reason, no, but for whatever reason, like you said, they're listening, but they're listening to what you're, see, we're all more alike than we are different. And what you've shared with everybody today, you've been open and you've been honest to share your truth. And so you're helping everyone else on this call also.
I'm glad that I could do it.
Yes.
Yeah. Sometimes we get our readings and our, you know, through other people's conversations or things we may see. But
yes. And so not only are you having all of these discoveries about yourself today, you're helping other people discover things about themselves. And the thing is, the better you are, when I say the better you are, because there's nothing wrong with you right now, but the more aligned you become with the universe, you know, this trusting, and I visualize, you know, this Bentley, I'm in the back seat, and the universe is driving. I got my feet up, honey. I got my stereo blasting. I got whatever I want to drink in the front seat, in the back seat with me. And I'm enjoying this ride. Now, sometimes I might get up and try to reach for the steering wheel and say, no, universe, no, it's supposed to happen today. No, universe, no, I didn't want that. But I can look back on my life and I can honestly say, even being disinherited, which I was disinherited, even having health issues, which I've had health issues, even having financial problems, which I've had financial problems, check to check, yes, of course. And this is the universe's plan. What am I supposed to do? I'm going to complain about a great plan? I'm going to complain about it?
Mm-hmm.
So you're like me, controlaholic, huh?
Yeah, I've learned to let a lot of that go. I'm so proud of myself because at one point it was just everything had to be my way, and I've always tried to help other people, and I learned that intervening in other people's lives, thinking that I was helping them, I was hurting them and myself, and it wasn't good. So now I've just learned to allow people to just be and allow myself to just be.
Well, the person that called and the person who's on the phone now is a totally different energy shift. You said something really, really, really important. I told you we're connected. Guess what? I hope nobody's listening. I used to butt my nose into everybody else's business thinking I was helping them too.
We knew everything, huh?
Yeah, I knew. Listen, I knew how to help them. I knew exactly what to do. They were all screwed up.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
They were messed up. And I had all the answers. Listen, don't try to tell me about my way or the highway. I invented my way or the highway, honey. Are you kidding me? You better look at me the right way. You better talk to me the right way. You better remember my birthday. You better do this. You better do that. Are you kidding me?
Yes.
Or hell would, or heads would roll. Right?
Right.
And there would be a massive punishment. My favorite punishment is the snub job, the quiet treatment. Oh, I would not talk to you for weeks.
Really? Oh, I was so much like that.
See?
I would cut someone off in a heartbeat, and it was, you know, and then later on I would speak back to them.
Oh, Oh, yeah. Listen, come on. We played with people. We played with them. Because I thought I was powerful. I remember somebody said to me, being around you is like walking on eggshells.
Yeah.
And I said, that's right. It should be like walking on eggshells.
Wow. I have never met anyone so much like myself.
Honey, there's a lot of us out there. Nobody's honest enough to say it, but there's a lot of us out there. Trust me.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But see, I don't feel bad about it because I didn't know any better way to live. Listen, a bitch on wheels, honey, a bitch on wheels. Right?
Mm-hmm.
but see, this is the beauty of it. You and let me speak for myself because I don't want to speak for you, but I got really tired of living like that. It didn't feel good anymore. It didn't feel good to be like that. It didn't feel good to live like that. I needed to do something to change it, and I wanted to be happy. And what I've discovered is you cannot control anybody or anything else and be happy. So I ask myself, whatever I say, if I'm going to say something or do something, I say, am I creating peace or am I creating drama? What am I creating before I even speak?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, but you said that you let a lot of things go, and you've done this on your own. You've done this because of your own revolution, right? Your own letting go. What inspired you to start letting things go and letting people go? What was the catalyst for that?
Because things started not working out for me, and those same people that I gave attention to gave none to me.
Mm-hmm.
And I just had to learn and accept that and to not hold anyone at fault but myself, and to just realize that it was a learning experience. It was meant for me to be that way so that I could become a better being here in my consciousness, because I know that was a way for me to rise in my, you know, in my consciousness, to be a better person, to be a better being
mm-hmm.
on my path. Yeah, so I'm not mad at anyone or anything. I just, it's like, okay, let's get this show on the road now. It's just me.
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
Let me share with you with something that I just, the universe just revealed to me yesterday. It's something that I've known, but the universe just reveals it in different ways, in different methods, different words with different people. Whenever I make somebody else, whenever I include anybody else in my formula, including my son. I have a son who's 29, including my child, my only child. Whenever I include anybody in that formula and I make them the center of my universe, or I'm catering to them, or I know I'm on the wrong track.
Mm-hmm.
I know that the formula, all the equations for my happiness and my contentment is all me, 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 me. And some people say that's selfish, but the interesting thing is the better I am, the better I am going to be in this world. And the more I grow and the more that you grow, guess what? We're changing the world, and we don't even need to leave the house. Mm. With just your shift, your shift in changing and making a decision to let other people go, you have changed the world. Because now you are aligning with the same with the universe, allowing other people to be on their own journey, And you know what I do? You know what I do? Unless somebody asks me a question, I just sit there and say, really? And
yeah.
I agree. Unless they ask me a question, I am quiet.
Yeah, me too. I've learned to do that.
Mm-hmm. You know what else I want to say about you that I want you to really, really know? Because it just comes back to this patience thing from the very beginning when you called and you know, being patient with the way life unfolds. I use the analogy of a child, you know, a baby that's born. And as soon as the baby's born, we're not hovering over the baby screaming, hey, why don't you grow some teeth? Hey, when are you going to start walking? When are you going to start walking? When are you going to start talking? When are you going to start being able to feed yourself? When are you going to start going to school? In other words, our growth and our evolution, yours and mine and everyone else's, takes time. And this patience is a universal energy. If you can embrace the amount of time that the universe allows you and me to grow and evolve and to realize and be okay with the amount of time, you're going to get to also another level of awareness and another level of consciousness is getting rid of this. You know, time, man-made watches, there are no timetables in the universe. There is no, the world has to be created in 2 hours. No, this time thing is man-made. So I want to leave you with relaxing with time and, I'm this old and the should have been happening. No. Everything happens in a perfect order. Everything unfolds perfectly. And let go of this thing about time and not having enough time or it's taking too long or I'm impatient. You can feel that from me. You can feel that.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
What else?
Wow,
it's been an experience. I'm very thankful I've had a chance to speak with you. Now it gives me patience too with the relationship that I was trying to rush, but don't need that either.
Mm-hmm. I knew there was something else going on. What kind of relationship that you're kind of trying to rush, honey? Who are you trying to rush into?
Girl, he is the ultimate, but, you know, I realized that it's going to take time for both of us because we both have to develop trust.
Okay, how long
it's
have
amazing.
You known this one? How long have you known this one?
He's been my neighbor across the street from me for 5 years, but we just started communicating with each other, like, in July of last year.
Okay.
Because before that, I was in a relationship, and I don't cheat, so I didn't approach him. And he was coming out of a divorce after 5 years, so we just did not, you know, show interest in each other until just last year.
Mm-hmm.
And things are going good. It's just, I guess, nice and slow. The time is just the way it should be. That's the way I say it.
Mm-hmm. You said something that I want you to be able to say to yourself. I wonder if you can.
Okay.
You said, he is the ultimate. Didn't you?
Oh, yeah.
Now, can you say that about you?
Oh, definitely. I am the supreme.
All right. Okay. Okay. And you believe it, too.
I know it.
Okay. All right. Yeah. I don't know. When you said he's the ultimate, I got a little pissed off. Let me just be honest. I want you to say you're the ultimate.
You're right.
You're the ultimate. You're the ultimate. Yeah, I don't know about these other people. You don't know about anybody else. I don't know
you're
if he's
right.
the ultimate. I mean, unless I witnessed him being challenged.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay.
I mean, have I witnessed him being challenged?
Mm-mm.
Oh, hold on a second. And you say he's the ultimate?
Yeah, okay, got it.
Are you, what?
Have to watch what I say about people.
Yeah. No, listen, I know I'm the ultimate. I know you're the ultimate, but I don't know about anybody else unless they're challenged. Unless I've witnessed their being in a tight situation, until I witness them being in a situation where they are challenged in every, they're challenged, their trust is challenged, their faith is challenged, their beliefs are challenged, their emotions are challenged. That's when I can say somebody's the ultimate.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah, mm-mm. No, just because somebody's cute, just because somebody makes me laugh, just because somebody's smart, just because somebody's, no, they're not the ultimate. Well, at least that's just my opinion.
Mm-hmm.
No, but I am. And everybody listening is, but I'm definitely not going to do that. But you can. That's just like us girls, though, right? Feel me?
Yeah, definitely.
All right. Well, we're gonna. I invite you to call in anytime. You've been not only open and honest on the show, but you know, because of you, we've talked about so many issues, so many important issues, and so many important concepts of life and adding and or subtracting from happiness.
Well, thank you.
Well, no, thank you. Okay, so no more future questions, huh?
No, not at all.
Well, you know what? Let me just throw that back out. No. You can ask future questions if you want to. We just know why we ask future questions.
Right.
Yeah, because I don't want to put any stipulations or any conditions or don't do this anymore. No, that's not my style either.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah. Okay, sweetie, so stay in contact. Thank you so much for calling, and thank you for participating on this show today. Thank you.
Okay, Rebecca, peace and blessings.
Thank you so much. Peace and blessings. I love that. Well, that's all the time we have for today's show. Again, we are going to be live tomorrow morning. Reality Spirituality is live every Saturday and Sunday, 7 a.m. Call in with your questions. Tomorrow's topic, it's going to be a big one. We're going to continue with this judgments and judging ourselves and judging others. But we're also going to expand with something that the universe told me a couple of days ago. And I used to believe something different. And that's what's so great about this life and this journey, is that whatever I used to believe yesterday, if I'm shown evidence of something else, when I say something else, shown of evidence of the truth of another concept, another opinion, another reality, I'm going to jump right on it. You know, I wrote my book, it's just been out for a month, Reality, Spirituality, the Truth About Happiness. And you can order that on my website. It's only $19.95, free shipping in the USA. But I have to tell you that even though I just finished my book a couple of months ago, it's out now, it's been out a month, do you know that there are things that I need to change and there are things that I need to amend in that book. There are things that I wouldn't say that I said last year, that I have learned something different. And I'm going to share with you tomorrow what I have learned that's different, that the universe hit me to, or the universe exposed me to this truth that I had no idea, I had no clue until a couple of days ago. And I want your input on it too. And this is whether or not, let me give you a little tease, whether or not you and I are creators. Are you a creator? Am I a creator? Well, I have to say that for decades, I believed either I was a creator or I wasn't. And tomorrow on Reality Spirituality, I'm going to share with you the answer, at least the answer that the universe told me a couple of days ago. So now I have to readjust all of my thinking that I've been thinking was true for a decade, but that's what this life is about. Learning concepts, new concepts, truth. What is the truth? What's your truth? What's my truth? What is the truth? What is the purpose? Why am I here? Well, I believe I'm here to grow, to evolve, and to share with everyone what I've learned. You've been listening to Reality Spirituality. You can go to my website at RebeccaNorrington.com, RebeccaNorrington.com. Go to the private session tabs if you'd like to receive any of my free monthly newsletters. Send an email to me at info@RebeccaNorrington.com. Follow me on Twitter at RLNorrington. R.L. Norrington. And if you've enjoyed the show, go to Facebook and like Reality Spirituality's Facebook page. And until tomorrow, I want you all to remember who the hell you are. You are physical extensions of the universe. You are the universe. You're always evolving, you're always changing, and you're always growing. Be patient. Be kind. Love is patient. Love is kind. Be your own best friend. And remember, you cannot have a happy ending to an unhappy journey. Talk to you again tomorrow. You've been listening to Reality Spirituality.
Yeah. Oh, it's time to get real. Oh, yeah. It's a new experience. Yeah, keep your ears open for this one, man.
You got a question for RLN?
Yeah,
it's time to get some answers, baby. Good night.